Well, Christian, as we look what's happening, it's kind of weird. We had cash cattle selling on a Wednesday and a Thursday, though it still looks like there's still some yet to sell today. But it's motivation for this market to see some early cash sales going on?
Well, what I've been seeing lately, if cash sales are earlier, that usually is not a great sign for futures, and that's what it seems like it's been this week again. Cash sales early and the futures are struggling. Cutouts, too, have been down every day this week. I got them down 10:40 for the week so far. Obviously, we haven't seen the Friday afternoon cutout numbers, but the movement is picking up. I will say that. But as you know, to drop that much on cutouts in 4 days, that's pretty remarkable. So you got a little bit of weakness on cutouts. You got weakness on the futures as well. You have been below that 148 level on the August cattle, and we'll see how we close the week, but that's kind of an important area. It has held 147.85, actually has held the last 2 weeks. We'll see if we can hold it here this week. But yeah, we are just seeing, you know, weights are heavy, and you know, when we saw some economic uncertainty, not only in the U.S. but other parts of the world, that usually does not bode well for our cattle market. And also keep in mind that these funds are really long a lot of both feeders and fat cattle. When you see that and you see technical weakness, sometimes it gets a little bit exasperated and maybe even a little bit overdone because there's people that are just getting out of the market altogether. And one thing I will say, that the open interest is declining on this, so you can tell that there's, you know, a lot of people that were in the market that are just flat out getting out.
What about for these hogs? Have we got a kind of short-term versus long-term supply issue going on?
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. We had a very weak day yesterday on Thursday. We're recovering a little bit today. You know, cash and cutouts were weaker at noon, and the market really just kind of hammered it. And then by the end of the day, cash was higher and cutouts were unchanged. Movement there has actually been pretty good as well. We had monthly exports for both beef and pork earlier this week. And for pork, actually pretty good. Actually, we're seeing a little bit of increase from China. Actually, the last 2 months, we've sold more to China than we did last year at this time. That's something to continue to watch. But, you know, our weights are 3 pounds less than a year ago. We really need those numbers to come down from a total production standpoint. We are running, you know, double digits above a year ago. So we still have a lot of pigs coming to market, and that I do think is weighing on that market right now.